The word of God for our consideration this morning is recorded in the Gospel of John in chapter 18, beginning with verse 33. Pilate then went back inside the palace, summoned Jesus, and asked him, "Are you the king of the Jews?" "Is that your own idea?" Jesus asked, "or did others talk to you about me?" "Am I a Jew?" Pilate replied. "It was your people and your chief priests who handed you over to me. What is it you have done?" Jesus said, "My kingdom is not of this world. If it were, my servants would fight to prevent my arrest by the Jews, but now my kingdom is from another place." "You are a king then," said Pilate. Jesus answered, "You are right in saying I am a king. In fact, for this reason I was born, and for this I came into the world, to testify to the truth. Everyone on the side of truth listens to me." "What is truth?" Pilate asked. And with this he went out again to the Jews and said, "I find no basis for a charge against him, but it is your custom for me to release to you one prisoner at the time of the Passover. Do you want me to release the king of the Jews?" They shouted back, "No, not him. Give us Barabbas." Now Barabbas had taken part in a rebellion. This is God's word. You may be seated. In the name of Jesus, our Savior, Pastor Wardell, members and friends of Mount Olive Congregation, look me in the eye. Tell me the truth. Did you wash your hands with soap and water the way I told you, or not? Yes or no? Tell me the truth. Did your dog really eat your homework, or did you just fail to do it? Raise your right hand. Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? Well, we expect our parents to tell the truth. And the judge in the courtroom demands that all the witnesses and others speak words that are in full accord with the truth. This morning, we have a rather unusual situation. We stand in a courtroom. The judge there is a man named Pontius Pilate. He's questioning a man named Jesus of Nazareth, but Pilate does not say, "Tell me the truth." Instead, he listens to the testimony of the Lord Jesus and then responds by asking, "What is truth?" Perhaps it's unusual question, but Pilate, whether you realize it or not, that question is perhaps the most important question you have ever asked in your life. Because the answer that you give to that question, Pilate, the answer that we give to that question, determines where we're going to spend eternity. And so this morning we look carefully at three more words from the Passion history. The question of Pontius Pilate, what is truth? First of all, we'll consider the testimony of the Lord Jesus, and then we'll look also at the response of Pontius Pilate. Before, however, we move into the courtroom of Pontius Pilate, we need to go back for just one moment into the courtroom of Caiaphas, the Jewish high priest. Jesus once said, "The devil is a liar and the father of lies." When Jesus was on trial there before Caiaphas, that entire courtroom was filled with lies. Obviously, Satan himself was present there. No one at all was telling the truth. The Jewish leaders had arrested Jesus. Now he was on trial before them, but they had no charges against him, no accusation that would merit the death penalty. So what do we do now? They brought in witnesses, false witnesses, liars, men who were inspired by the devil himself, and that parade of false witnesses apparently continued for several hours. But in spite of their best efforts, they could not find two liars who would tell exactly the same lie. Finally, when they were getting nowhere, Caiaphas, the high priest, got right to the point. He put Jesus under oath and said to him, "Are you the Christ, the Son of the Blessed? Are you the Son of God?" And Jesus gave a clear, simple, truthful answer, "Yes, I am." Unfortunately, Caiaphas and the others in that room refused to accept the truth. Instead, all of these liars pointed to Jesus and said, "This man is the liar. This man has spoken blasphemy. This man deserves to die." And now it's early in the morning of Good Friday. They lead Jesus down the street to the palace of Pontius Pilate, the Roman governor. And here Satan, the father of lies, continues his hellish work. Pilate steps outside where he can speak to the Jewish leaders, and he asks, "What accusation are you Jews bringing against this man?" The Jews answer, "Accusations? What difference does that make? This man is a criminal." Pilate responds, "Well, in that case, you take him yourself and judge him according to your law." The Jews answer, "Pilate, as you well know, we Jews are not allowed to put any man to death." Pilate went back inside and spoke to Jesus directly. Is it true? Are you the king of the Jews? What have you done to make these men so angry?" And as Jesus stood there before the Roman judge, he once again spoke clearly, simple words of truth. He answered about himself, about his kingdom. "Pilate, my kingdom is not of this world. That is, Pilate, my kingdom does not have its source or its origin here in this world. If it were an earthly kingdom, then my servants would certainly fight to prevent my being arrested by the Jews. But Pilate, my kingdom is from another place. My kingdom is from heaven itself. My kingdom comes from God himself." So yes, Pilate, you are correct in saying that I am a king. "As a matter of fact, Pilate, for this reason I was born. For this reason I came into the world to testify to the truth." In other words, Pilate, when I was born, I entered into this created world from heaven, from the presence of God himself. And Pilate, sir, that is the truth. Everyone on the side of truth listens to me. And those who listen to my voice are listening to the truth." And with those words, the Lord Jesus, who earnestly desires the eternal salvation of all people, was giving a personal invitation even to this Roman governor. But here the Son of God stood face to face with that Roman governor, gave him an invitation which Jesus had extended to many others, to the crowds of Jews during the previous months and years. The invitation is this: "People, the time is fulfilled. The kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe the gospel." So Pilate, at this moment, sir, the doors of my kingdom are open for you also. The door of heaven is open for you. Pilate, this is the truth. Please, sir, believe it, that I came into the world to be the Savior of all people. And fellow Christians, members of Mount Olive Congregation, today is also our time of grace, our moment of grace. Today, the kingdom of heaven is open for us also. Today, Jesus, the King from heaven, continues to speak to us through his word of truth. He speaks to us about sin and death. He repeats his promises of eternal life. Today Jesus says to us again, I tell you the truth, whoever hears my word and believes him who sent me has eternal life and will not be condemned. John chapter 5. If you hold to my teaching, you are really my disciples, and then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. John chapter 8. I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. John chapter 14. And so, dear members of this congregation, citizens of in the city of Appleton, the kingdom of heaven is at hand right now for us. Jesus says to us also, repent, believe the truth, believe in me. This is the truth, the only truth. So Jesus had spoken to Pontius Pilate, and now comes the response of the Roman governor. Pilate was an unbeliever, but he was also a very clever man, and he found three ways to disguise his unbelief. First, Pilate responded with his question, what is truth? Now, Jesus, don't get me wrong, I'm not saying that you're lying to me. On the other hand, I'm at this point not willing to accept your words as being the truth. I'm asking instead of what is this thing, this quality that you call truth? You see, today there are so many people running around the Roman Empire. Each one claims to have the truth, but they all contradict each other. Which one is to be believed? Is there really such a thing as truth in the first place? Then Pilate stepped outside, spoke to the Jewish leaders once again, and here he made a second attempt to disguise his unbelief. He said to the Jewish leaders, I find no fault at all in this man. Now, I'm not saying that I agree with him or that I accept his claims to be a king. Yeah, but on the other hand, I don't fully agree with you Jewish people either. I see no reason why this man should be put to death as you are insisting. And then Pilate found a third way to disguise his unbelief. Let's put this whole thing up for a vote. The majority will decide. It's your custom for me to release to you one prisoner at the time of the Passover, and this year I'm going to give you people a choice. Do you want me to release the king of the Jews, or should I release this robber, this thug named Barabbas who took part in the rebellion? And the mob quickly gave their decision. No, not him. Release to us Barabbas. And when we compare what happened there in the courtroom of Pontius Pilate, we find some remarkable similarities to the situation today. People today also continue to disguise their unbelief by asking, what is truth? We talk to an unchurched friend or neighbor. Talk to that individual about our church, about the Lord Jesus. How often do we hear the neighbor reply, that's great. I was hoping someone would come to me and tell me the truth. Would you please tell me more about Jesus and what he did for us? That doesn't happen too often. More often we get the response, well, neighbor, I'm not saying that you're wrong. But you know, my heart tells me something else. My heart tells me that people are really not all that bad. It tells me that we really do not need a savior from sin. In other words, neighbor, who is right? Who's the judge? Which one is wrong? What is truth? We really don't know. Or we talk to a niece or nephew, a grandson or a granddaughter who is no longer attending worship services, hearing God's word, and often the response is, Grandma, go ahead and attend church. Go ahead and believe the Bible. But you know that in our generation, things are different. Things have changed. My generation no longer uses the word sin. In other words, Grandma, what is truth? Truth, Grandma, is really whatever fits your lifestyle. We talk to a cousin and say, "Cousin, you and I were in the same confirmation class. Why is it that you no longer attend church?" And he says, "Wolfgram, you studied to become a pastor. And for you, the Bible is the truth. We understand that. But when I went to the university, I studied science. I became a professor at the university. And I find my truth in science. Your Bible says, that, for example, that God created all things. The majority of scientists today believe that the world is, the whole universe is the result of a big bang. I'm not saying you're wrong, cousin, but I am asking what is truth. In fact, people find the truth in various different places. Now, perhaps Pilate wanted some proof that Jesus is really speaking the truth. After all, dozens of criminals had stood before Pilate, and Jesus looked no different than the others. He had his hands tied, covered with spittle. How can I know this man is telling the truth? Now, if Pilate wanted proof, he did not have to wait a long time. Jesus had foretold his resurrection from the dead. Pilate knew about that prediction. That's the reason why Pilate had stationed some of his soldiers at our Savior's grave. But then, early Easter morning, those guards at the tomb had to report back to their boss, and they had to say to him, "Pilate, sir, we're really sorry, but you see that there was this great earthquake, and then an angel from God comes down, pushes that huge stone aside, and sits right on top of it. And the grave was empty. His body is gone." Apparently, Pilate, this man was telling the truth. On the last day, Jesus will give proof to everyone that he was indeed telling the truth. On that day, when he returns in glory, he's going to raise all people from the dead. All people will see him, and then all people, Pilate, Caiaphas, all the others who asked what is truth, will realize that they made a horrible mistake. So the Holy Spirit has opened our eyes. We recognize Jesus as the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Thank God for that. And here at Mount Olive, you people are privileged to hear the word of truth every Sunday morning from the man who stands here in the pulpit. Our pastors, your pastors here at Mount Olive, when they prepare their sermons, are not searching their hearts as to what they personally might believe about life and death. They're not looking for the latest scientific theories about what is truth. They're not looking for the views of the younger generation to determine what is truth for these people in 2019. No, your pastors spend many hours studying the words of their sermon text because they want to be absolutely certain that every sentence of their sermon is a correct restatement of what God Himself says in the Bible. And so, yes, Caiaphas, Jesus is the Son of God. Pilate, Jesus is the King who came down from heaven. Yes, Jesus did pay for all of our sins there at the cross. And yes, the doors of the kingdom of heaven are open for us also today. Governor Pilate, that is the truth. Members and friends of Mount Olive congregation, that is the truth. Period. Amen.